This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Our next guest is from the Navigators Program with the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. And we're here to talk about a Saturday scholarship workshop for Native students. Renee Culp, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here today.
It's so nice to have you. Can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Klugunkyu Hatduasak, Tlingit Gainak, Chukanadi Ayahat. I am Renee Culp. Klugunk is my Tlingit name. I am Chukanadi or Chukansha Eagle Bear. I'm here with the Navigators Program, and I'm pretty excited to talk about our scholarship workshop that we're holding this weekend.
Got it. And so that's this Saturday from 11 to 4. Before we get to that, can you sort of outline what the Navigators Program is in general?
Sure. The Navigators Program is a prevention early intervention program that works with youth ages 13 to 24. We really focus on relationship building, teaching life skills, cultural connectedness. Being a prevention early intervention program, it's all voluntary, the kids coming and enjoying their time with us. So we do a lot of fun activities, make sure that we're enjoying ourselves, eating lots of food, as many Tlingit and Haida activities events do, and really focus on trying to help them navigate through adolescence into adulthood successfully, hopefully. And so really, when we have navigators come into our program, we definitely have a program and services that we offer. But we really like to look at, what are you wanting? What are you needing? What is your path that you're looking? And then we help them find what that path is, you know, what it looks like for themselves.
I wish I could have met you when I was 14.
I have a lot of adults saying that to me.
I needed a navigator. I kind of still need one. Are you available?
I think that's called life coaching.
Okay.
Oh, shucks.
All right. And so among the activities, for example, is the scholarship workshop, right?
Yeah. So let's see. When I was in college, I really found that financial aid is a really hard thing to understand. People talk about this free money that's out there, but how do you really even access it? The whole process of the scholarship season, I didn't even understand there was a season for it. The navigators taking on this task of assisting not just in being able to understand that there is a scholarship process, but also helping students through that process. So on Saturday, we'll be doing a short presentation on what scholarships are, what other funding aid types are available out there, how do you go about finding scholarships, what do you need to do to decide if you're eligible and what their requirements are. And that's just a real short part of the scholarship workshop. We'll have lunch. And then really the rest of the afternoon is finding those scholarships and that are appropriate for you, and then having some time to really sit down and start that process of filling out the applications, writing your letters of purpose, any essays that need to be done. We will have a tutor there that day who's going to help get any of your letters of purpose or essays just as tight as you can to just put your best foot forward.
Yeah, I was looking at the flyer that you sent me, and it said it would be helpful to bring things like admission acceptance letters and 2019 taxes, things
yes.
like that.
And thank you for bringing that up. I actually want to update that a little bit. One of the things that I just recently found out about the FAFSA is that we actually don't need your 2019 taxes yet because those might not be done yet. And so what they've done is they've recognized that that's pushing families too tight to get that information to FAFSA. So any individuals who might be interested in coming, they just need either their taxes, their 2018 or their parents' 2000, whoever's you're being, you know, identified on.
All right. So the scholarship workshop is this Saturday from 11 to 4 at the Vocational Training and Resource Center. Can you explain where that is if somebody hasn't been there?
Sure. So we're on Hospital Drive. When you turn on to Hospital Drive, we're the first left. There are three sets of buildings there. The SAIL blue building that the SAIL program is in. The next one is the Clinton Haida Community Hall, which is frequently known as the Bingo Hall. And then the one behind that is a two-story building. That's the vocational VTRC building. It's also known as Our Uncle's House.
Okay. And who should come on Saturday?
Anyone who is interested in learning about the scholarship process. So that could be students themselves, families or parents. If you're not even like interested in going to school yet, but you're interested in what would I need to do to pay for school? So we have actually an eighth grader who is signed up. And clearly he's not going to be filling out scholarship applications yet, but that person is learning about what do I need to be thinking about in the process as I'm going through high school. So if you are in the process of I need money now, that's who we want to come. If you know that you're going to school and you have no idea what this free money scholarship process is about, we want you too.
Got it. And general public, tribal citizens?
Tribal citizens,
okay.
Yep. 13 to 24, although we are not filled up yet. So if you are over 24, call us up, see if we have space, and certainly we'll see if we can get you in as well. We will be serving lunch and then having a whole variety of resources to help that process of filling out the scholarships.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Renee Culp. She is the Navigators Program Coordinator, and we're talking about a scholarship workshop this Saturday from 11 to 4 at the Vocational Training and Resource Center. Renee, if people want more information to sign up in advance, how can they do that?
So I would like you to call Kaylee at 907-463-7752, or you can email us directly at navigators@ccthita-nsn.gov, and you want to capitalize that Navigators.
Okay. And again, the phone number is 463-7752.
Yes.
All right. Renee, thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing.
Much.
Is there anything we're missing? Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's wonderful. That's who we are, and we're looking forward to helping some students get some free money.
All right. Gnashchish.
Gnashchish.
Even though we're Northwest, we still rep the Southeast. Sit back and I will tell y'all something about me. I'm not smoking cannabis. This is just some sin to me. You're misunderstanding me. I do this one for family. It's second nature. We got an immense tall glacier. It's good.